Good morning. It's April 22nd, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In a bold leap forward for AI, Meta Platforms has just lifted the curtain on Llama 3, its most advanced large language model yet, on April 21, 2024. This new iteration is not just a step, but a giant leap in the AI landscape, boasting an impressive range of capabilities and potential applications. With a staggering 8 billion to 70 billion parameters, Llama 3 is designed to understand and generate text across more than 30 languages, breaking new ground in linguistic versatility. Its extended context length of 8K surpasses previous models, enabling more coherent and contextually rich conversations. A key innovation in Llama 3 is the integration of weight-only quantization, WOQ, a technical advancement aimed at optimizing the model's performance on CPUs. This feature is particularly crucial for deploying AI in environments where low latency is a priority, ensuring that generative AI applications can deliver high-fidelity results swiftly. Trained on over 15 trillion tokens from a diverse range of languages, Llama 3's potential to revolutionize industries is vast. From transforming chatbots into more engaging conversational partners to creating content that crosses linguistic barriers, its applications are boundless. It's also expected to significantly boost research and development efforts across various fields. However, amidst the excitement, there are voices of caution. Critics highlight the model's challenges in distinguishing between helpful and potentially insensitive or irrelevant responses, a reminder of the ethical and practical complexities inherent in AI development. Despite these concerns, Meta has moved quickly to integrate Llama 3 into its suite of social media applications. This integration is set to enhance user experience by providing advanced chat assistance, creative content generation, and a more interactive AI assistant across platforms like Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Messenger. While the advancements represent a significant milestone in AI technology, they also underscore the ongoing dialogue about the balance between innovation and responsibility in the development of AI models. Imagine the Mona Lisa, not just smiling enigmatically, but rapping. That's exactly what happened when Microsoft Research Asia's AI application, Vasa 1, brought this iconic painting to life in a video that quickly went viral, captivating over 7 million viewers and igniting conversations worldwide. The lifelike animation didn't just showcase the incredible capabilities of AI. It also raised important questions about the technology's potential for misuse, particularly in creating convincing frauds and scams on the internet. Microsoft's response to the viral sensation was measured and cautious. Despite the widespread attention and potential for further innovative creations, the tech giant announced that it has no immediate plans to release Vasa 1 to the public. Their priority is ensuring the application's use is responsible and in line with regulations, a stance that highlights the growing concern over the ethical implications of AI technology. This development comes at a time when the European Union is actively working on legislation to regulate AI. The goal is to strike a balance between fostering innovation and preventing potential misuse. The case of Vasa 1 perfectly encapsulates this challenge, demonstrating the need for a thoughtful approach to AI's integration into society. As technology continues to evolve, the conversation around how to manage its impact becomes increasingly crucial, with Vasa 1 serving as a prime example of the potential and pitfalls of AI. In the fast-paced world of technology and finance, NVIDIA finds itself at the center of Wall Street's latest whirlwind, with its stock taking a 10% hit to $762 amid concerns of a generative AI bubble burst. But is this just a temporary setback for the tech giant? Or is there more to the story? Let's dive in. NVIDIA, a leader in the AI, data center, and machine learning sectors, has experienced a significant decline in its stock price, attributed to fears of an AI bubble bursting. This development has sparked a wide range of reactions from investors and analysts alike. Despite the recent downturn, there's a strong belief among analysts that NVIDIA might actually be undervalued. This assessment is based on the company's impressive revenue forecasts and free cash flow estimates, suggesting a potential mispricing in the market. The conversation around NVIDIA's stock also includes strategic investment advice. Financial experts are pointing towards shorting out of the money put options as a lucrative approach for investors. This strategy capitalizes on the high premiums and presents an opportunity to buy into NVIDIA at a lower price while generating income. The backdrop to this recommendation is NVIDIA's stellar performance in its core areas. The company has reported over 200% revenue growth in its data center, AI, and machine learning applications for the fiscal year 2024. Adding to the optimism is the launch of the H200 Tensor Core GPU, expected to further propel NVIDIA's stock in the right direction. A noteworthy aspect of NVIDIA's story is the significant stake held by company insiders. This alignment of interests between the company's leadership and its shareholders adds an extra layer of confidence for potential investors. The consensus among certain market observers is clear. Despite the recent dip, NVIDIA's stock is seen as undervalued. The recommendation to short OTM puts is not just a strategy for weathering the current storm, but is viewed as a smart entry point into a potentially undervalued asset, promising both short-term income and long-term growth. Nigeria is stepping onto the global AI stage with the launch of its first large multilingual language model, aiming to become a front-runner in AI development across Africa. This groundbreaking initiative is part of the National AI Strategy, which has been kick-started with a robust $3.5 million in seed funding, announced by Communications Minister Dr. Bosun Tijani. The funding is a mix of direct support and contributions from key partners, including a notable $2 million from 21st Century Technologies for the pilot program. This ambitious project has garnered significant international and local support, establishing partnerships with tech giants and organizations such as 21st Century Technologies, Galaxy Backbone, and NCAIR Nigeria. These collaborations are set to bolster AI initiatives of national significance. Moreover, the project's global backing is underscored by contributions from UNDP, UNESCO, Meta, Google, and Microsoft, highlighting the worldwide interest in Nigeria's AI endeavors. The United States has also expressed its interest in partnering with Nigeria, focusing on economic growth and the safe deployment of AI technologies. This international engagement reflects the strategic importance of Nigeria's move to enhance AI skills and position itself as a leader in the technological landscape of Africa. The launch of the multilingual language model and the unveiling of the National AI Strategy mark significant milestones in Nigeria's commitment to advancing AI technology and expertise on the continent. In a bold move to shape the future of technology, the Dutch government has committed €204.5 million towards the cultivation of ethical artificial intelligence, or AI, aiming to set a global standard for responsible AI development. This initiative not only seeks to advance the Netherlands, but also positions the European Union at the forefront of the AI revolution. The investment is designed to bolster domestic AI research, attract top-tier talent, and enhance public education on AI ethics and regulations. By supporting startups, funding academic pursuits, and enticing established companies to set up shop in the Netherlands, the government is laying the groundwork for a robust AI ecosystem. This strategy includes tailoring educational programs to meet the growing demand for AI expertise and launching public campaigns to educate on the importance of privacy in the digital age. Moreover, the government plans to offer guidance on responsible data practices and explore the possibility of establishing a national AI testing and verification facility. This is part of a larger effort to align Dutch AI initiatives with the EU AI Act, which advocates for a risk-based approach to AI governance. Through these measures, the Netherlands aims to foster an environment where AI innovation can thrive, guided by the principles of responsibility and adherence to EU standards and values. This ambitious funding endeavor reflects a significant commitment to ensuring that AI development proceeds in a manner that is not only innovative, but also ethical and aligned with broader societal values, It's a clear signal that the Netherlands, in partnership with the EU, is determined to lead by example in the global AI landscape. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.